This one is for my readers. Are you tired of endlessly searching for your next great read? Well, let me tell you about Book of the Month, where the thrill of discovery meets the joy of reading. Sounds fun, right? Okay, so what I adore about the Book of the Month is their meticulous curation process. With just a handful of carefully chosen titles each month, they've mastered the art of making your next read an easy decision. If you're tired of making decisions, let's make it easy. And let's not forget about the fun factor. Every aspect of their service is designed to celebrate the love of reading and make it even more enjoyable for members like us, down to the cute blue box the books are delivered in. Now let me tell you about the April pick. I've tapped into The Husband's a Novel by Holly Gramazio. And let me tell you, it's a pretty interesting read. It gets into the complexities of marriage and identity, and it's set against a backdrop of mystery and suspense. It has a pretty intriguing plot twist, and there's some character development that's pretty good too. So I think you might enjoy it. Pick it up if it interests you. And if you're ready to embark on your next literary journey, head over to bookofthemonth.com. And guess what? They're offering our listeners a special deal. You can use code PASTEL at checkout to get your first book for just $5 this month only. That's code PASTEL at bookofthemonth.com to get your first book for $5 with free shipping always. Come on, my readers. Don't miss out on the chance to discover your next favorite read with Book of the Month. Happy reading. Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right. No fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your Spot Me limit by receiving Boost from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, if we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our goal is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey y'all, welcome back.
Welcome back, baby boo, sugar dumplings.
Sugar lumps.
Yeah, sugar lumps.
Honey bunches of oats.
Yes, gum drops. What's up?
All that. Candy factory. Sorry. We canceled.
Seriously.
Take that away. But yeah, how's it going? How are you doing?
I'm going well. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. How was your weekend?
My weekend was chill.
Okay.
Real chill weekend.
What'd you do?
What did I do? Friday. Oh, gosh. The weekend be so short. The weekend be so short. But, you know, sometimes we maximize the weekend by turning up on Friday night. But this, because last week we were at Rashawn's party on Friday night, set the tone.
I wish we could have doubled back.
I was thinking that as soon as Friday came around, I'm like, dang, it ain't nothing like that popping off. Nah. But anyway, so Friday I didn't do anything. Saturday, I just got up, went to the grocery store. Whenever I go to the grocery store on Saturdays, I feel accomplished.
Yeah. Because you feel like a responsible adult. Huh?
Yeah, because Sundays, like, we go to church, we do this podcast, and trying to squeeze in grocery shopping and cooking and all that is kind of a lot. It's kind of taxing. So whenever I go grocery shopping on Saturdays, I feel fulfilled. So I did that. And then I had planned to dye my hair, but the dye that I wanted was out of stock. So that got delayed. And then we attempted to go to a little bar.
Gosh, L.A.
L.A. turns everything into a thing. So you would think, hey, you want to go to the bar. Usually you just grab your homegirls, you pull up, have a couple of drinks, do a couple of two steps, and then head on out.
It's over.
But no, not yesterday. There was a line. We were waiting in the line. People were politicking.
Annoying, already annoying, the line.
Right, so we just went next door and had some appetizers and a cocktail.
Seriously.
And called it a night.
Because it was going to be a burnt mission.
It was going to be a burnt mission because I hate the politicking. Once politicking starts, I remove myself from the situation because it's annoying.
Yeah.
But the appetizers and the cocktail and the girl talk was nice.
It was.
And the daylight saving time came around and bit me in the ass.
Girl, dragged me by the hair. Y'all, so this drink, I don't know. I don't know what was in this drink. I really felt like, I don't know. I always say, like, they put something in the drinks. That's usually, like, my thing, which is not even funny.
Right.
People getting drugged. I don't take it lightly.
Right.
But I just say the way I feel.
The effect.
The feeling of, like,
especially just, when you're not overindulging.
One drink. Right. I just knew I was being responsible. I'm like, wow. I really felt drugged this morning. Like,
maybe it's because we're old.
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think that was it. I don't know. Maybe they're heavy on the drinks at
they
Sweet
probably,
Chicks.
Yeah, they probably are heavy on the alcohol.
They probably do like a shot and a half per
drink
because, boy, I felt like I was dragged down. Speaking of grocery shopping on Saturday, I really like to do that too. But sometimes don't you find that the produce and stuff is usually kind of slim pickings?
Mm-mm.
Oh, sometimes
that
happens
to me. Not
in my
store. You know, it varies per store, but my store usually has their produce on.
God, I'd be like, damn. They're like, yeah, you got to come back later or come back Sunday. And I'm like, okay.
I hate when I do go on days and the produce is slim pickings. It's like, now y'all wasting my damn
time.
You don't have the green onions. There's no cilantro.
The cilantro be the first to go. I'm like, are we all making cilantro lime rice?
I'm like, what's up with the cilantro? Girl, I told you what happened last week when I accidentally grabbed parsley.
But parsley is good to put on anything, over anything. It's really good for...
I needed it for my salsa.
I'm just letting you know that it's good to incorporate on top of your food. The oil in parsley is good for your digestive system.
Oh, gut health.
Cleaning you out. Yeah, your colon is really good. I think I'm going to do a colon cleanse. I've never done one, so
you know, I've implemented it. I will be keeping you lifted in prayer.
Yeah.
Let us know how
it's
going
to be next week because you got to be close to home, you know, when you're doing shit with your colon.
Right.
You can't be out in the public. So we ain't got nothing really scheduled.
Okay, yeah, no. Go ahead, let it out.
TMI or what?
Let it out. I mean, we're all advocates for health, so yeah. The colon cleanses is what's going to get you gathered.
Removing your toxins and stuff like that. I've never done one, and I'm like, 30 years.
What's the downtime?
Like, just for the weekend, be close to home, because you're doing a lot of expelling. You know, so so basically, my mom has always done a colon cleanse. She does the CKLS, kidney, liver, spleen. Mm. So the herbs work to clear out those organs and remove any toxins from those organs. Yeah, so you should do like a cleanse once or twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
Just everything that we take in, all the metals and just everything that's just built up is really good. So the first day you take 5 herbs the night before you go to bed. And then the next morning your system is flowing. So then you're supposed to do drink olive oil. I think 16 ounces of olive oil and lemon to just kind of ease that process and break down everything. And then lots of water. Of course, no dairy, no, you know, shit that we already do. No alcohol. So, and then you take 3 herbs the next day, So you really work in those first 2 days. So I would say home, downtime is like a day or two. Okay. And then after that, you just kind of take, I think, one or two per night until the 7 days is up.
Okay, so it's a 7 day cleanse.
It's 7 days.
Okay.
So I think I'm
yeah, gonna do let it. Me know how it goes. And then
I can grab some for you when
yeah,
I go.
Because you know, based on now this then turned into a health segment.
So what? Let it
rip. Right. Based on the conversation we had with Willa about like hormones and everything, she was talking about the dandelion root tea yes. and how that helps detoxify like the liver. Mm-hmm. And so I think I remember we were talking and she said that I should do like a hard cleanse to just yeah. get it back to a basic standard level so that it can operate at its optimal level. I'm like, okay, I should do a cleanse. I'm just nervous about cleanses. The word cleanse gives me a little anxiety.
Why? It's good. I've been like doing a lot of research. Because I always
think of it as like an extreme.
I mean, but sometimes you need an extreme to really reboot, yeah, and get your insides going because
true.
If you're not doing anything, we can't just, like, I'm pretty regular. Of course, when you have more of a plant-based diet, you usually are, but there's still years of, like, whatever else that's built up in there. So we'll chat a little more. I can grab you the pills.
Yeah.
CKLS, you can look it up. If you guys are interested in it, look it up. It's like the number one colon cleanser.
I feel like I've heard of that. Yeah.
CKLS. I think the thing is like New Body or the brand. It's, let me look. And I think it's like $22, $23. It's cost pretty affordable. Yeah, it's pretty affordable. Let me see. Sorry, I'm Googling. Doing my Googles. It's, yeah, New Body is the brand. New Body products, CKLS. And it's really just all herbs. Aloe vera, resin, chamomile, all this other shit that I don't know. Cayenne, dandelion, mm-hmm. eucalyptus, and some other herbs that I'm not familiar with. But I hear that it does wonders. And my mom, again, has been doing it for like 20, 30 years. For a long time, she's been doing the CKLS cleanse every now and again. So.
Okay. Something to look forward to.
Yeah.
I'm getting my physical exam, my yearly annual exam tomorrow. So, you know, clean yes. bill of health.
Yes. And just as something else, since we're on this wellness chat, just off the rip, when I had went and got my wellness exam a couple weeks ago, I was like, I need you to do my PAP, talking to my doctor. And she's like, well, you don't really need a PAP. And I'm like, sis.
Give it to me. I want it.
And she was like, well, but you know, with the pap smear, like we're going to take the cells. She was like, do you just want me to do a pelvic exam? So if they give you pushback on a pap, because you might not need the cells taken. And a reason for that, she explained to me and I understood it, was that a lot of women's pap smears were coming back abnormal. Yeah. That's happened to me before. I've had an abnormal pap in which they had to do a biopsy of the uterus, and it's called a colposcopy. I think that's it. And they basically take a little snap of your uterus, send it off, and depending on what the cells come back, is either good or not. But basically, these women were getting these pap smears every year, and a lot of times they were coming back abnormal. They were doing biopsies until years go by, and then you have little to no uterus because they
keep taking little samples.
Mm. So then they started realizing, you know, more times than none, 90% of the time, it's coming back normal. So we need to change the time from 1 year to 3 years. And then after you get a certain age, it goes to 5 years, I think. So I'm at that 3 year point and I was just like, I'm totally cool with that, but I still prefer for you to do a pelvic exam. Just make sure everything looks healthy in there. Nothing wrong. Of course, do your STDs screening and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
And then unless there's something where you're like, hey, I have some abnormal bleeding. Hey, I have some funky discharge. Something's going on. Then they'll go forward with doing an actual pap smear. If you go and they give you pushback.
Yeah.
They'll so still I'll be do asking, a pap.
I'm requesting the pelvic exam.
Yes.
Full STD
panel. Yeah.
And then I'm also going to do the hormone testing.
Yeah.
Full shebang. So give me all my shit. I'm paying you guys.
I got my blood work done. I thought something was wrong with my hormones too because I had like hot flashes all the time. And she's like, is your period regular? And I'm like, yeah, girl. And lupus runs in my family. So I've gotten my hormones checked before. So I'm good, thankfully.
Praise be.
Thank glory be to God. Shit.
Yeah.
So Anyway, so
new week, new tea.
Well, actually,
oh no, what
I actually did. I was gonna ask how your week was, but we can save that in, you know. Okay, so yeah, new week, new tea.
Where we kiki with you and you kiki with we.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah. So this week or last week. And I always want to say this week, but then I have to realize like we're entering a new week and we're discussing what happened last week before we dive into our new week.
So just bear with us.
So last week it came out on International Women's Day, which was Friday.
Yeah.
That baby fat is making a comeback. What do you think about that? Kamora Lee Sims bought back the company.
I was never a baby fat fan growing up. I know it was everywhere. It wasn't my vibe, but I probably wouldn't wear it now. Just some things I just don't feel like need to be resurrected.
I'm waiting to see how the newness looks.
I think FUBU is coming back too.
FUBU is coming back too. I'm just like, are you guys coming back the same way you were in the 90s? Are we putting a fresh new twist on it? Like,
are we still doing the oversized cat on the pocket?
The oversized clothing?
The fat cat on the pocket?
The cat on the butt?
Just a lot. A lot. Yeah. I'm curious to know how many of y'all out there with a baby fat cat tattooed on y'all. Because you know that was a thing. The baby fat cat was getting tattooed on the bottom of back.
Yeah, I know.
Various places.
Yeah.
Holler at us if you still have that baby fat cat.
Somewhere. I don't have the tat, but I did have a few baby fat pieces. And I remember when they made the baby fat kids.
Yeah, I remember that.
I was so happy because that fit me better.
Okay. Slim thing.
It fit me better because I wasn't fully into junior.
Uh-huh.
So
uh-huh.
I'm like, okay, they got a kid section and it had a little twist to it. So I'm like, I can work with the kid section baby fat. So I had a few pieces from that, but I did have one of the junior puff coats.
Yeah.
The baby pink one.
Yeah.
And I think it said baby fat across the back.
The back, usually it did.
Yeah.
Wild fashion.
Girl, they used to, the thing with baby fat is they were always good for creating the fits that matched the new Jordans perfectly. Like when those black and Jordan retro ones came out and they had the black puff coat with the gold detail.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm like, you know what? The up Combo. Against the wall vibe.
Oh yeah. Up against the wall was a
vibe.
A vibe. Bad little vibe.
It was a mood.
Yeah. So are you going to be wearing a little baby fat to the millennial tour?
No, Millennium I probably tour? Won't be purchasing any baby fat.
Yeah.
I don't see.
I wish I had a name
any.
Belt. I wish I just had something in the archives that I have forever that I could still like whip out.
I wish I had just like a little Von Dutch hat because I could just slap that on and then, you know, rock my traditional clothes.
I mean, you could totally find a Von Dutch hat. That's nothing.
One thing I'm not going to do, though, is break the bank.
No, I'm not going out to make a look for one day. And you know what? We might just have to pull up in our regular gear because we'll have a busy ass day.
A busy week
we
day.
We literally are driving. Oh, and I have that day off early. So
same.
No tea.
Okay.
So we are literally driving to Fresno
to
go to the Millennium. Is it Millennium or
Millennium?
Millennium Tour. Driving back that later after. And then Brittany and I are going to Coachella next day. So
yeah, for 3 days.
Bitches will be busy.
Booked and busy.
Booked and busy. Let us know if you girls think that baby fat or these brands should make a comeback. Now they're saying, should House of Darion come back?
Now, they know House of Darion never was hitting.
It never
was. We love
was.
Beyonce, but that never resonated with anyone. I don't know if it was like, they had like a kind of New Orleans style
the Fleur de Lis on everything.
Yeah.
I never was the House of Darion.
I don't think anybody really was. It never hit. Now, what hit? The apple bottom. The apple bottom pant.
I never did that. You know what?
The apple bottom, the Rock-A-Wear.
I never
Echo.
Was into the urban
I really
fashion.
Liked Echo.
I
Echo
never
Unlimited.
Did. Wook was totally into the urban fashion. I wasn't. I was like, I would just wear like basic, like, you know, like American Eagle vibes. Okay. I was into that kind
Hollister.
Of stuff. Hollister.
Yeah, I like that too.
Yeah, and like, you know how you go to Macy's and they have like Levi's and like a Levi's shirt, like a matching look. That was my look. You know, so I wasn't into the urban or urban apparel, but I hear the Pele Pele. They want Pele Pele to make a comeback. I seen somebody in the comments when all of this shit was popping up talking about people in New York, we still bring our Pele Pele out for
okay.
a good time.
Goodbye,
I'm like,
good
okay.
night.
And the Fat Farm shoes. Remember those? Those were trash.
Yeah. Some stuff did never hit.
That 50 some Cent G-Unit t-shirt. That tank was
that
a vibe.
Beater. That wife beater.
That was a
remember they made vibe. The woman edition?
I didn't
they had that. The G-Unit women.
See?
And they had a little slim fit wife beater for women. 50 Cent, he stayed in the beater.
Yeah.
He wore that shit religiously.
He did.
But yeah, all these reboots, rewinds, and comebacks, I'm like, y'all can't come up with nothing new and innovative. Like, I know things get recycled and come back, but it just seems like people just like, fuck it, we ain't thinking about nothing new. Just run the shit that we did back.
Well, I think we're in a very, like, a nostalgic era. There's, like, a lot, you know, people want to be, like, tapped into what happened 10, 15, 12, 20 years ago. Like, even Solange tapping into the Black Planet.
Right.
That's a mood. It just brings you back to like,
what if MySpace comes back?
MySpace did try to have a comeback a few years ago and it flopped. Oh, they did? Yeah, and they were making it more music-based, like SoundCloud. Mm. It was supposed to be like a SoundCloud, but it just kind of flopped. But, you know, things that like really touch our hearts, we don't mind exploring and having them come back. So I think that's what's going on.
Sidekicks may be coming back.
I just can't. I can't.
Yeah, I'm sticking with the iPhone.
I don't want you to aim
me. I'm a loyalist to the iPhone.
Putting up my away message.
I don't have time to put up away messages. Whatever I got to say is coming straight to your phone. I'm not feeling how you acting right now. You know, usually that'll be the away message.
The away message was like song lyrics.
I'm getting a little tired of your broken promises.
Period. Right. I'm away.
Yeah.
Shit. Okay, so.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you girls for being here. I mean, if you've been here this long, this is our 88th episode, which is wow.
Wow. 88. That's crazy. 88. This is one of the only things I've been consistent with in my life. That sounds so dramatic, but I mean like creative pursuits.
Yeah, definitely. It's a good place to be. So 88 episodes. We're thankful for you guys. We only do it because you say you love it. So if you say you love it, we're going to need you to show us.
I'm going to need you to show us, baby.
Okay. Just make sure you rate, review, subscribe, continue to support by telling a homegirl to tell a homegirl. It really means the world to us when you guys tag us in things and people say, oh, the homegirl put me on. That is just makes our little heart smile. So just support the things you love. We're an ecosystem here. We give to you, you give to us, and this is just your form of payment.
Yes. So today we're going to show our appreciation for the ratings and reviews by reading a review of the week. This one comes from Naturally Lay. She says, the best podcast ever. Mm. Hey, y'all. I wrote a review a few days ago, but I never saw it, so I don't know if it posted. Pause. First of all.
You're a good girl for coming back.
We love this.
That's beautiful. Dedication. We love
this, for sure. Cue the Nipsey.
Come on.
Bring
it back. Okay. Play.
Either way, I have no problem writing another because that's how much I love y'all in this podcast. I listen daily and this podcast provides me with all the homegirl vibes and laughs I need during my commute or whenever I listen. Not only are you ladies informative, but you make this podcast so funny and relatable. I share it with all my girls. Thank you both for creating something so great to listen to in all of the other spaces, the Facebook page, IG, IG Live, and etc. for us to connect. Love y'all. We love you too.
Love you. Thank you so much.
Yes. And thank you to all the other mommies who rated and reviewed the podcast this week. We appreciate you too.
Yeah. So like Naturally Lay said, we have all these other platforms for you girls to tap into. Mm-hmm. There's the website, theblackgirlbravado.com, for you to stay abreast on everything that we have going on, live events and shows and shit like that. We have the Facebook group where you can connect with other like-minded women, drop your tea in there. Again, Brittany and I mentioned, it's just us who do this podcast. We're actually looking for
some interns
and some assistants
to
help us because it's so much work doing it on our own. Yeah. So we posted on the Instagram, we're looking for a PR, like
a public relations manager
specialist,
yes,
and a social media strategist.
Yes.
So we've already gotten a bunch of emails, but please, if this is an area that you're experienced in or you know someone who's experienced in this area, have them email us at contact@theblackgirlbravado.com. Again, contact@theblackgirlbravado.com so we can connect with you. So there's
join the squad.
Yeah. Gang. Yes. There's a bunch of places for you to link up with us and Naturally Lay already highlighted them. So click up, squad.
And they're all down in the show notes.
It go down.
Our Instagram, Facebook group, the Black Girl Bravado Podcast Homegirl Hangout.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's down in the show notes for you. So don't worry. You don't have to remember it. It's down there for you to connect with. And we're waiting for you to link up.
So last week's episode 87, was Color Struck, Colorism in the Black Community. We spoke about having, we had an honest conversation about our individual experiences with colorism and the effects it's had on our lives. So you girls had a lot to say about colorism, your experiences with colorism, especially on the live.
Mm-hmm. On the live and in the Facebook group. It's crazy. We've all been affected in different ways, but we've been affected nonetheless. So.
Yeah.
What I was reading after the live was that Serena and Venus Williams' dad, they're coming up with a biopic about their dad's life, King Richard.
Yeah.
And Will Smith is playing him. So they're saying that that's colorism because he clearly looks nothing like the dad. Will Smith is light skinned and the dad is
chocolate. Well, how about it could not be colorism because they're going beyond color to make sure that a great actor plays his role? Or are they saying that people will receive it better because Will is light?
Are you saying they're saying they will receive it better? Oh, I'm don't
trying
know.
To find is there.
Yeah, I don't know what they're saying. When I found out that Will Smith was playing him, I personally didn't feel like it was colorism. It could have been the father might have requested for Will Smith to play him. Yeah. I mean, Will Smith is a great actor. Maybe someone who's just as good as Will Smith that's darker skin tone wasn't available or didn't execute the audition. I don't know. Idris Elba. Yeah, or Samuel L. Jackson or something.
Oh, Sam Jackson would have been great.
Mm-hmm. Denzel, maybe even.
Damn.
But yeah, so I don't know. That's just what the conversation was. I saw several articles and think pieces about colorism when it came to the casting for that movie.
Interesting. I guess we'll just have to see.
I will be watching it because that man, he didn't know a lick about tennis. And look where he got his daughters.
Oh, pardon me, ladies.
What a black father.
Iconic.
Yes.
That's what happens. We cannot be stopped, okay?
Yeah, so we had a great conversation, and we want to keep that conversation going. We also heard from your girlfriends that you like the girlfriend gag type episode, so we will for sure be having more episodes like that.
Yeah, and you can send your topic suggestions if you have any. If there's something we haven't spoken about, just send that shit right on over, and we'll look at it and see what we can do.
Yeah.
So today's conversation stems from
a candid conversation,
yeah. And self-awareness,
yes,
and understanding areas of opportunity,
for sure.
So, in a nutshell, we wanted to speak about active listening in general,
listening,
because I hardly be listening. Period. So,
same. We want to shed light on what it means to be an active listener because
I've been passively listening.
I've been so passively listening. And it's not, it goes beyond conversations. Like, I passively listen to podcasts sometimes. Like, I usually get the meat and potatoes, but there's small little details that I usually miss or don't retain.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm always multitasking. Like, I'll be listening to a podcast and I'll be texting or I'll be scrolling through Instagram, which seems like, you know, mindless, but it's still my brain is doing multiple things at once, or I'll be scrolling through Twitter, Facebook. Sometimes I'm reading an article while listening to a podcast. Like, it's an issue.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot.
It's an issue.
Yeah. I find that I'm extremely forgetful, and I know it's because I don't make any, I guess I don't have any intention when I'm listening to some things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easy for me to, like, it literally just goes in and out. It's like I'm just listening because somebody's speaking, or just I'm not even listening, really.
Yeah.
It's hard to put it to words, but like somebody will say something and something, a name will be in an article.
Yeah.
So say it's Brandy Smith is the creator of Pepper Spray. Yeah. Just saying that. A few minutes later, I'd be like, damn, who's the creator of Pepper Spray? What's this person's name? Because I just let it flow in and out.
Yeah.
So, that's kind of where this basis of this conversation has come from. And we just want to speak about intentionality and how it plays into your mindful listening. So you want to talk about our weeks?
Yeah, let's talk about our weeks and how we got here.
Okay. So essentially, a good friend of mine, we were having a conversation like, how's your day? And da 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 da. And I'm like, oh, my day is going this way. How's your day? And then the person was like, whoa, 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 wait. Like, what did you manifest today? And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, yo, you caught me off guard. Because I think we speak about manifesting and things and claiming, but not in a day-to-day sense.
Right.
We think about it like
bigger
this
picture.
Month, yeah, this overall, year, this year.
My life.
You never really look about like, what can I manifest today, right, this moment, to make changes to my big goal or even just to make my day go better.
Right.
So I was like, oh, wow, damn, that was deep. So I started feeling a little shitty. Because I was like, I didn't manifest anything.
Right.
And I'm a manifesting master.
Right.
So I kind of was like, yo, bitch, you just kind of passively got through the day. You literally just worked. Even though you're working on your white man gig, you're working on the black girl gig. Like, what intentionality did you really set aside and say, yo, this is going to happen today. I'm claiming this. I'm honoring this. And I'm going to make it work. So that led to like another conversation spiraling out of that. and this idea that the person said that they have a playlist that they created specifically for the morning. Mm-hmm. Typically, I wake up, I listen to podcasts in the morning. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll listen to some higher vibrational music, something like a Christian-based whatever. Mm-hmm. It just depends on the mood, but typically it's a podcast. So they were like, yeah, I start my morning off with this song, and I have about, I think their list is maybe like 7 or 8 songs to get them out of the house. And I was like, damn, I'm so inspired by that. I was like, I totally need to do that. Get up, set my playlist, and that needs, I need to be able to be up in enough time to listen to it almost start to finish. So there shouldn't be a need for me to get, to be late to work or you know, I should be like, turn your podcast on.
Yeah.
And they even said that like the first thing that they do is wake up, they pray for the people in their lives, for themselves. They muse over their vision board, mm-hmm. which I was like, nigga, you're musing over your vision board.
Don't even have one.
So musing over their vision board and then starting their playlist. And their playlist is like, of course, we have the affirmation playlist that we created for you girls. You mm-hmm. can use that if you want.
Right.
But their morning playlist is essentially their affirmations claiming what kind of day through they're going to have through song, right? So I just thought that that was completely inspired, and it brought me back to the point that like, yo, how am I actively participating in my own life?
Right.
Bringing it back to the listening.
Intentionality. Yes.
Intentionality. Like I just go through and I feel like there's all the stimulus, you know, Instagram, Twitter,
and
Facebook.
And that's be self-inflicted stimulus, honestly.
Everything. And mm-hmm. speaking of which I need to figure out, I need to like slow everything down. Like, yo, I'm only focusing on this week.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like I'm reading this week. I'm not doing Instagram this week.
Yeah.
I'm not listening to the podcast this week. I'm doing like, I really have to pick and choose because I see that I have a very short fucking attention span.
Same.
So.
And that's what brings me to my end of the deal.
Tell me.
To the conversation. So with active listening, just like you, I listen to podcasts all the time. And usually, like, if I'm listening to a podcast that I know that my friends listen to as well, as soon as I'm listening to a funny part, I'll text, like, girl, when Kid Fury said da-da-da, screaming. Mm-hmm. So I did that. I text Kayla. I was like, wait, I'm dying at Kid Fury when he said, and I don't even remember what he said, but I'm like, I'm dying at Kid Fury when he said this, that, and the other.
You were actually texting and realizing you didn't remember?
No.
Oh,
I'm saying right now I don't remember what I was texting. But I was texting Kayla and I was like, I'm laughing at Kid Fury on this part. And she was like, yeah. And when he said da-da-da, which was before the part that I just told her about, I was crying too. I did not recall that part.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with my attention span? Like, I'm listening to the podcast, obviously, but that part that came before this part that I'm telling her about, I don't remember. And that happens all the time. Like, she'll be like, I would listen to the whole episode. She'll be like, when they were talking about this, I'm like, huh?
Girl, I'd be scared that I have dementia, like that I have early set dementia because
and
I don't be remembering
shit. I don't
think
it's dementia. It's because you're not actively listening.
Precisely.
I would be like, and I will say that. I'll be like, girl, I don't be all the way tapped in. And it's because I'm listening, but I'm doing 50 million other things, or daydreaming, or drifting off, just not fully in tune with what I'm listening to. And I'm like, this is a problem.
Yes.
And so I took a little quick test. We'll link it in the show notes if you want to test yourself. And it was basically like, what's your patience, your attention span? How good of an active listener are you? Mm-hmm. I got a 30 out of 100.
I thought you had a 45.
30.
I'm probably lower than that.
Out of 100. And it asks questions like, when people are talking, like, do you interject? Do you paraphrase or repeat what they're saying? And a lot of the times I feel like maybe I'm a better active listener in conversation, but outside of conversation, that's where I really have an issue with the active listening. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I totally understand that, because when I'll be listening to shit, I realize like, yo, you really are not retaining a lot of the shit that you
hear.
It's
the retention.
The retaining, I made a point to rewind what I was listening to and make a mental note of the name that they said, and I repeated it to myself. Oh my. So, and I kept repeating the name. I was like, okay, Brandy Smith created pepper spray. Brandy Smith created pepper spray. I said it like 3-4 times to myself. And every time that they would talk during the episode, I'm like, yeah, that's Brandy Smith. she created pepper spray.
Yeah.
So I kept making these mental notes to like, hey, remember this. So now if somebody asked me, who created pepper spray? Then I could be like, Brandy Smith, motherfucker.
Right. Or even when you're talking, you can be like, you know, Brandy Smith, the creator of pepper spray, instead of saying, you know, the lady who created pepper spray. What's her name? To say that we won't forget things, because, I mean, we have vast knowledge and we pick up so much all the time. But there's some shit that just really comes in and goes right out, or never even comes fully in.
Yeah.
I'm like,
my
you
shit
know
just
what?
Knock on the door and turn. It does the ding dong ditch to my memory. It be like ding dong and run
now
away.
Now you're never gone.
I'm like, where'd you go? Come back. So yeah, that's basically, we're tying all of this in to say we got to listen better, y'all.
Yes. And so we have research to back what we're saying, because research says that we only remember between 25 to 50% of what we hear.
That means if you have a 10-minute conversation with somebody, they're remembering like less than half of it.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
2 to 5 minutes of a 10-minute conversation.
Yep.
And you could be missing some very pertinent information.
Mm-hmm.
In that 2 to 5 minutes, because if I'm talking for 10 minutes, best believe I done said some shit. I can get a full story out in 10 minutes.
Yes.
So we want to practice actively listening. So if you're confused or you don't understand what it means to actively listen, when you're actively listening to somebody, you're fully engaged and you're immersed in what this person is saying. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the times, that's what therapists do. They actively listen. Mm-hmm. They're listening with the intent to understand versus what we normally do, which is the intent to respond.
Yes.
So you're basically being like a sounding board for whoever's talking. Listening fully to what they're saying, not interrupting them, letting them say their piece, and just processing what they're saying instead of worrying about your own ideas or your opinions. And so this person can feel like they're heard.
Yeah. Ultimately, we just need to be able to grasp the complete message of what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause sometimes I'll be like, oh, yeah, I think you said that. That's another thing, inferring like what you thought because you didn't listen to what they said.
Yeah.
We got to get past that.
Yes.
Shit, we got to get past that.
Yes. So make sure that you're not only hearing the person, but you're able to comprehend what the person is saying, because we can hear all day, but very rarely do we comprehend what the person is saying. And even further than comprehending, relay back to the person that we're having the conversation with, like, yes, I do hear you. And furthermore, I do comprehend what you said.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about, should we talk about ways that we block communication?
Yeah, okay. That's a good one.
So here are some ways so we can be mindful before we go into the, like, some suggestions to be better active listeners. Here are some ways that we usually block communication or we're not good listeners. So when someone's talking to you and they're explaining a story and we'd be like, why? Why?
Yeah.
Like,
just let me get there. I'll tell you why. Like,
so why? That can make somebody defensive, and that can make them just not even give you the full gist of the story and just shut the fuck down.
Mm-hmm.
So let's try to shy away from why questions. Not saying you can't ask them at all, but just be mindful of how you're asking them and when you're asking them.
Yes. That's a good one. Another one. Would be kind of quick reassurances, saying stuff like, oh, girl, don't worry about that.
It's all good.
Like, before you even get the full story, like, sis, I don't need you to tell me not to worry about it. That's really like brushing it off.
Yeah.
We had no interaction, no engagement. You're just like, yeah, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Be like, I'm so down. You gonna be good.
Yeah, you all right, girl.
Yeah.
Trash. So we want to shy away from that. It's quick, right before you get ready to throw out a quick reassurance, just be like, boop.
Yes, zip it.
They didn't ask me for that part of my opinion.
Yeah, and here, speaking of opinion, another thing that can dead a lot of conversations, mm-hmm, and block communication, advising. The unsolicited advising.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the times, even though people are telling their problems to you, they just want you to listen. So when you begin to advise, and I think the best thing for you to do is, and what you need to do is, that can cause some people to just shut down.
Yeah, that's also ties into the preaching vibe.
Mm.
Like, girl, you should have did this. Okay, no, but next time you shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Like, no one needs you to preach to them when they're telling you a story or an experience or kind of giving their overview of what's happened to them. We don't need a preacher. God.
Right. Say that for the pulpit.
Seriously.
Another blocker. Digging for information or forcing someone to talk about something that they don't want to talk about.
Mm.
Let the conversation flow.
Mm.
you can ask questions to further the conversation along or maybe get a better understanding. But if you're aware, you know when you're pushing it too far, if somebody's not comfortable with talking about something. I'm usually really good with that. I'm like, you know, I'm not going to push too far because they probably don't want to talk about it, or, you know, I don't want to be all in their damn business. So don't just go digging for information.
Yeah. Also, don't patronize people. Mm. Don't hit them with the poor little tink tink. You know, like, oh, that's so sad.
Yeah.
Like, don't do the patronize, because some people really get offended when you do that.
They do.
They'd be like, girl, you ain't got to.
You don't need to do the pity party.
The pity party for me. Let me have my own pity party and let me invite you.
Right.
Because, don't host one for me.
And sometimes when you're saying all that's so sad, you may be projecting because you think it's sad, but I don't even feel sad. Like, you know, I could be like, I don't got no kids. I don't got no nigga. Damn, girl.
I know.
I feel bad for you. And it's like, well, I don't feel bad.
For me. Yeah, I don't feel bad for me, sis. I know. It's hard. It's hard. Tell your neighbor it's tight, but it's right.
Done. Blocking communication blockers. When we become distracted. Oh, my God. This be me. I feel like I daydream, but I don't even be daydreaming about nothing. But it's really easy for me to, like, venture off or just, like, unmind.
Into something
or,
else.
Like, just pick up my phone. Mm-hmm. Unconsciously just pick up my phone, and I swear I'd be listening, but it's like I'm scrolling or I'm typing. But when somebody does that to me, I'm like, you're not listening.
Tap in.
You're on your phone. You're not listening. But I'll be quick to pick up my phone.
See? Do unto others.
As you want done unto you.
Topping.
My brethren.
Yeah. Also another communication blocker is trying to top the story with someone else. You know, when someone else is talking. Topping the story, I feel like if you know the intention, that's what is like a fine line between, like, okay, you're trying to top my story versus you're also agreeing and meeting me where I am and talking about it. Because you might say, I had a hard time finding clothes, and I'd be like, girl, I was at the mall and I have this, that the same thing happened to me. Mm-hmm. I'm not necessarily topping your story. I'm agreeing, like, yeah, bitch, it's stressful.
It depends on context.
Yes.
Because if you're saying something, you're telling me a story, you're like, I'm just so stressed out about my job right now. Like, you're preparing to tell me about why you're stressed out about your job. And then I interject like, me too. This job today, they did this and they did that without even giving you a time, without even allowing you to completely tell your story. Like, I just shifted the attention to me.
Yes.
And now I'm talking about my job, and we went on and on about my job instead of letting you tell your story. And then once you're done, like, girl, I feel you, and I feel exactly where you're coming from, because at my job this week, the exact same shit was happening.
Yeah, definitely. So I guess context and knowing your person, who you're speaking with,
yeah,
and knowing when to get in there and chat about your experience.
Mm-hmm. And that ties in with rushing the speaker. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what you're saying before they even complete their thought,
know what I'm saying. Right. You're already telling me you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. I feel you. You ain't even got to say no more. I'm already picking up what you're putting down.
Say no more.
But I have to say more.
Yes.
So those are ways that we block communication a lot of the time unconsciously, and we want to shy away from those things and instead do some of these tips and suggestions
to help you out.
To help you be a better active listener.
Yeah. So you mentioned that you pick your phone up sometimes and you become distracted and things like that. Mm-hmm. So we want to, in order to be present, in efforts to be present and be active listeners, we need to simplify our surroundings, right? Because our environments are full of all of these distractions. Phones, that's a biggie. Shit, the shit that's on TV, mm-hmm. other people who might be in our environment. So during your interactions with the person, you want to mute your devices, turn the TV off, maybe sit in a room where it's just you and the other person and there's not all of these other factors playing into the dialogue and the experience. So simplify some shit.
I have to start muting my devices with myself because, again, I will be watching TV and on my phone, like, for instance. And that's probably why I don't really be taking in shows, like with The Handmaid's Tale.
So tap in.
That's something that you really have to be focused on. You can't be multitasking. No. Some shows you can't passively watch. And that's one of the shows where you can't passively watch. Because one, they're not speaking in our regular jargon.
Yeah.
It's not even in present day. It's just a lot of different.
It is in present day.
That shit looks medieval times.
I know it's kind of.
I know. I get it. It's saying hypothetically it was present day, but it was like not.
I know.
Art. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But I would do that all the time. Like, I will be passively watching some things you can passively watch, like reality TV. You can passively watch that because there's very little substance.
Yeah.
But some things you cannot passively watch. And I will be watching shit that requires active listen, and then passively. All the time, I'm like, I got to put my phone in the living room.
Yeah.
Because if it's by me, my urges are going to cause me to tap in. But you know one thing I implemented that Ty suggested of Purple and Prosper? The Flipped app. It's a mindful, a wellness app, which helps, it just erases the apps off your phone for a period of time, like an hour, 4 hours, 8 hours, 2 hours, however long you want them to be off your phone. So it just takes them off your phone. And then after the time passes, they pop back up on your phone.
Oh my God.
So that helps with like mindlessly just picking up your phone.
I need to do that for the first hour in the morning.
That's what I've been doing for 1 hour. From 6 a.m. because I wake up at 6 to 7, activate it and the apps disappear for an hour. But now I need to do it for 2 hours because I don't need them to pop back up until I get to work.
That's what I need to do.
Yep. We'll put it in the show notes. It's called Flipped, F-L-I-P-D.
I need to do mine from 6 to 9.
Yep. And that's what I wrote down for one of my morning routines. I said I don't want to be on my phone until about 9 to 10 a.m.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to be downloading that. Thanks, Ty. We love Ty.
Yes, love her. So, yeah, all that to say, yes, simplify your surroundings. We have to implement things like this because we're just programmed to just be on our phones first thing when we wake up, and we'll check them throughout the morning periodically, like just picking it up, like, let me just go here.
Girl, that's what distracts me from getting out of the house on time.
Every day.
Every single day. To this day.
Yes. Okay, another tip. Give yourself time. So when you're speaking with someone or before you speak with someone, take a minute or two to clear your mind before you meet up with this person and practice some relaxation techniques like breathing, muscle relaxation so that you can enter this conversation ready to receive.
Yes.
And be present.
Ain't nothing like going into the conversation tense knowing it's going to go to hell. It's just like, come the fuck on.
Yeah.
I don't have time for this. also, you want to be empathetic and have some empathy. So usually we see the world through our own lenses, our own experiences. We all have different personalities, beliefs, religion, culture, all of that. So just make sure that you're empathetic so that you can understand a situation from somebody else's viewpoint. Always try to validate a person's perspective and acknowledge their opinion. That's important. And this doesn't mean that you have to agree with the person.
Right.
It's just that you accept that they have a different perspective from you. And it's okay.
Yeah.
Agree to disagree.
Yes.
But also, I understand where you're coming from. I just don't feel the same.
That's exactly what I'd be saying. I usually say, I hear you.
Period.
I feel you. But I don't agree.
Yeah. And that's okay.
Yes. And also have an open and receiving posture. When we speak, body language is everything. Mm-hmm. Tone, movement, that's all a part of our conversation and our experience. So when you're actively listening to someone, look like you're really being receptive to what they're saying. You know, you don't have to have your arms crossed. Yes. A little stinky-dank look, like I'm not.
Rolling your eyes
right,
every few minutes.
Huffing and puffing.
Checking your watch, checking your phone.
Right. And also pay attention to the other person's body language, too, because that can help you with understanding and comprehending their message.
Yeah.
Some things they might not say vocally, but you'll pick it up from their body language and their tone.
Mm-hmm. So a trick when you're actively listening and a way to show that you're actively listening to someone is to repeat or rephrase or paraphrase every so often what the person is saying.
Mm-hmm.
So you can say something to me.
Okay, so, girl, I was at work and my coworker, he just pissed me off. He came up to my desk and he just stood there and was staring. And I'm like, what are you doing? What do you want me to do for you?
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm just getting tired of these motherfuckers.
Okay, so he came up to your desk trying to play you, girl?
Yes.
Staring at you?
Yes.
What the fuck is that vibe?
Yes, there you go.
That vibe, okay?
Yes.
We're giving the energy right back to the person. And also that creates a more depth of conversation. It's nothing like you talking to a person and you're like, did you hear me?
Oh, hello? Stop calling the one take Jake. Hello? Stop calling my phone. No, but you'll be like, hello, you there? Right. Oh, yeah, I'm here. You'd be like, okay, I'm going to just call you back. Mm-hmm. You sound busy.
Right. That, it just sucks.
Yes.
So So yeah, try to paraphrase, repeat, give them a little head nod and I'm with you. I'm here. We're present. I acknowledge that you're saying something.
Yes. Shit. Exactly. That brings us to another trick. Use minimal encouragers. So when people are speaking, you can use brief positive prompts to keep the conversation going and letting them know, hey, I'm still here.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, what? Then what?
And? Bitch. Right. Can't believe.
Sis. Yeah. No.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Seriously.
Girl.
We're giving all of that.
Yes. Okay? Minimal encouragers, you know, letting them know I'm tapped in.
Tap in. Also, you don't want to interrupt while another person is speaking. So no. Don't be preparing. Don't prepare your reply while somebody else is fucking letting you know what they're feeling.
Yes.
So the last thing that the person says might change the meaning of the whole conversation. Yeah. So you just don't know where they might flow with it. And you already like, oh, after she say this one last word right here, I'm going to put my shit in. Like, what?
Or you don't even hear what they're saying because you're so busy formulating your response. It's like, blah, 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 blah. Bitch, and I want to let you know.
Right.
Yeah. You're not even listening.
The full on argument vibe.
Right.
God.
Hate it. Okay. Also, avoid abruptly changing the subject. If you do shit like this, that's a clear indicator that you're not listening.
You ain't tapped in at all.
Especially if I'm talking about something deep and you like, you know what I got a taste for?
Oh, no.
Like, hello, I'm talking about my coworker. What do you have to say about my coworker?
Right. What do you have to say about this situation at hand? A biggie is goes back to that body language. Give eye contact. Mm-hmm. So eye contact during a conversation is extremely important. It shows that you're basically giving your undivided attention and that you care. You care about what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Your eyes are locked.
Oh, I care.
Brittany, what the fuck Sorry, is my your microphone. Problem?
Well, I care.
I'm looking at her like, now I'm actively listening. Shit. My God.
It was a mic malfunction.
Okay, girl. Well, stay off of that thing.
Sorry.
Shit.
Just wanted to tell you that I care.
Thank you. So in a nutshell, good communication skills. This whole thing requires a higher sense of self-awareness.
Yes.
Right. So once you also understand your own personal communicating style, then you can create a lasting impression on other people by being a good listener. Shit. If you know, like, hey, bitch, I'm here.
Yeah.
You know, you also look like a better friend and a better colleague, a better associate, whatever you want to say.
Yes, for sure. And most importantly, remember that sometimes most of the times people just want you to hear them and understand them. You don't have to come with the therapy or the master advice, because really therapy is you working through your own problems. You're speaking to them. They're restating what you said to them and causing you to open your mind, and ultimately you be finding your own solutions.
Mm-hmm.
We be doing the work. So that goes hand in hand with being a good friend, a good person. And being good to yourself too, because like we said, we have to actively listen in our day-to-day lives, whether we're getting some new information, having conversations, listening to something, even watching TV. It's important to be active listeners so that we can be the best person that we can be.
Sounds beautiful.
All right. So now it is time to pick up your pen.
We're dropping a gem. So this week, our gem is the Honey Pot Co. That's the name of the company. It's feminine hygiene cleanser. It's a normal wash. It's a super great. We spoke about the Honey Pot brand. Ooh,
long time ago.
I want to say years, because yeah, we've been doing this a couple of years.
We're on episode 88.
Yeah. So I think it was in the first year
for sure.
And we talked about products that we love. So we're just bringing this back around and serving it as a gem. So this is a black owned business. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The FUBU, the For Us, By Us.
Yes, ma'am.
So
black dollar.
This is the black dollar right here. So it's free of any toxic chemicals. There's no fragrance in this. It's plant-based. It's a normal hygiene wash that's made for ladies who don't want to experience any irritation or dryness. So this is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's great for your pH levels. It balances and banishes any odors, which is great. And also, I was telling, well, first off, the creator of this, she was struggling with BV for a long time.
She was.
Mm-hmm. And she said that the ingredients in this formula came to her from a dream and the ancestors.
Yes.
Yeah, and gave her the tools to cure herself and heal herself. So she started whipping this shit up, and now here we are.
Yep.
And it's awesome, good stuff. in here. There's a normal wash and a sensitive wash. So if you are more prone to breaking out, rashes, irritation, shit on your vagina just irritating you, probably go with the sensitive. I use the normal. It hasn't given me any issues. It's about $10 and you get, it says 2 ounces, but I feel like it's more. Totally feels like more.
Well, you don't need a lot because you're just cleaning the twat with this. Yeah. You're not cleaning the whole body. It's not like, you know, the big jug of Dove.
Yeah, and another thing, the area, like, you know, you'll see like the Summer's Eve wash or something will be like pH balance. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I have pH, which part of like my body? Because the area on my vagina is different from like the area on my head and, you know, my skin is different. So the area on your vagina on the outside and near the inside is like 3.5 in the inside and a 4 on the outside. Mm-hmm. So are they saying it's pH balanced to water? Because water is like a 7. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel what you're saying.
So I'm like, I can't be putting that down there.
I don't know what Summer's Eve is saying, but I know our mommy at Honey Pot is talking specifically about the twat.
I know, and she's the one where I got the information that your vagina is 3.4 to 4, 3.5 yeah. to 4. But shit, if you're using Summer's Eve and they saying it's pH balanced, nigga, to what? This water?
Probably.
Yeah, no.
Pure water.
Yeah, no Migos.
No Massapy.
Seriously, so it's like different vibe. So yeah, it's easy. You just take a couple pumps, put it in your hands. I've found that it works best after my hands are clean and I'm in the shower.
For sure, clean.
Clean, yeah, because you're not using any towels. I wet my hands a little bit. I put just a little bit of water on my little kitty cat.
Let's go.
And then and then I do the pumps, 3 pumps of the foam wash. And then I just kind of build a lather that way as opposed to being in the water and letting the water hit the soap and not building the lather.
So the lather buildup is key.
Key.
Okay.
Key to getting that thing squeaky clean. Get in there in those crevices. Get familiar with your own little thing and get it cleaned up.
Creating healthy environments.
Yeah.
Healthy, optimal environments for the twat.
Period.
They sell this product at Whole Foods, Select Target. Whole Foods, Target, and she has a website.
TheHoneyPotCo.com.
So, if you want your vagina.
Actually, TheHoneyPot.co.
TheHoneyPot.co. Mm-hmm. If you're interested in vaginal health. This is a product for you.
Especially if you're interested in circulating that black dollar.
Girl, I thought she was going to say something completely different.
What?
Circulating that pussy or something. Oh, I don't know what you were going to say, but I'm like, okay, this girl's taking it there.
No.
But yes.
You too much.
This is the complete circulation. Hell, circulate it all.
And let me give you guys some other tea really quickly. They have pads. They have wipes, liners. They have panty spray. What is that? Like a deodorizer? You know how the Summer's Eve has the panty.
Yeah, stop putting baby powder there because that has cancer causing chemicals. The Johnson & Johnson.
Tap into the honey pot. You won't be sorry. You won't regret it. So tap in, ladies.
Tap Ding. In and don't tap out.
That sound was your pussy thanking you.
Well, now that we've talked about pussies, let's transition on over to our girlfriend Gag.
Yes.
So our girlfriend Gag segment is where you, our girlfriend listener, sends your questions, your comments, your concerns, and we gag about them here on the show. Mm-hmm. So as we told you, we have a Facebook group, a secret Facebook group called the Black Girl Bravado Podcast Homegirl Hangout. And sometimes the girlfriends gag directly in that group, which we for sure welcome. We don't get to respond to them all because, again, it's just the two of us.
Seriously.
We can make it if we try.
Just the two of us.
So we pulled this from the
Penny
actual.
And I.
Yes, we pulled this from the actual group and decided, hey, let's just gag about it on the show for the mommies that haven't made their way to the group for whatever reason. Maybe they don't have a Facebook. Maybe they're asleep. You know, we'll bring it there because this may
stay woke.
This may apply. So buckle up, brace yourselves. This is a little lengthy, but we'll get through it.
Tap in.
So she says, need some advice. My boyfriend of 2.5 years broke up with me. We were in a rough place and kept arguing. We still love each other and have feelings for each other. I fell into a depression near the end of our relationship and it caused a lot of arguments because our communication was off. I said some things to him that he couldn't get past and he had just built up a lot of tension and never spoke about it until he couldn't hold it in. I believe he's my soulmate and the love we have is so deep. He broke up with me via text, which broke my heart. We had a beautiful relationship and deep friendship and talked about marriage and a family. He said he mentally was stressed, which is why he sent that text. I only want for us to be strong enough to work it out and work through our issues. I forgave him and we've been communicating since our breakup. He wants us to work on ourselves and focus on our careers. I'm going back to school and need to focus, and so does he on his new job. So I think he thinks he is going to be a distraction to me with our arguing and need space. He says he wants to be with me in the future, and he isn't planning on talking to anyone, but we just need to separate to work on ourselves. It's so scary, the thought of losing the love of my life. I have been so depressed and down, barely eating, not myself, isolating myself, and just feeling such low self-esteem. I don't know what to do. Me and him hang out and we talk like we are together and our connection is still there. He is just hesitant and needs a break from the arguing. I'm having so much anxiety around this and thinking about what he's thinking in our future, and I have not been able to focus, and it's mentally draining me. I feel sick to my stomach every day, and I feel stupid that I let a man break me like this. I'm disappointed in myself because I didn't realize how much self-love I was lacking. I just need some advice and motivating words right now. I need to work on loving myself, but it's hard. I also don't want to get my hopes up of getting back together, and then we don't.
Woo, Chile.
Yeah.
First off, girl, prayers. Dealing with that depression and feeling down and not eating and not sleeping, child, you don't want to die.
Right.
Not over this.
No.
No.
And I think what creates a gray area and even further confusion is the fact that you guys are still hanging out. And
still acting like you guys are together. The connection is still there without the title.
I've been there before, and it's really not a healthy space to be in, because it just further confuses things, and it doesn't create boundaries and draw clear lines, and you are getting dragged along while the boyfriend is clearly stating that he doesn't want to be together. And that's what you want. But he's just keeping just a little enough interaction to keep you tethered, which is fucking with your emotions.
And ultimately, girl, come on. We got to call a spade a spade.
Yeah.
Call a spade a spade. He's tired of the arguing. He's saying we cannot be together. We need to work on ourselves. But clearly you guys are maintaining some sort of interaction for some sort of benefit, likely his, because he can say there's something there, but he doesn't have to have the full accountability vibe. Full commitment. So you got to cut those ties. And the lies. He wants to do his own thing. Something about the relationship ain't working for him. Maybe it's just the argument. We don't know. But you can't believe we got to let the niggas be the niggas.
Yeah.
The fact that he's saying, I'm not going to talk to anybody, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And I hope you don't believe that part. Don't be naive to that, because once he's free from you and you are free from him, he can do whatever he wants.
Right. And, technically.
Yeah. And things might take their course and he might end up talking to somebody. So don't let that be also break you.
Yeah. Don't let that be the source of your depression. And also what you were saying is about you need some self-love. I agree. Definitely. Self-love is at the root of this, because you're worth so much more.
Yes.
You're worth exactly what you want. And you can for sure have a relationship where there's no confusion. There's no arguments. There's no pools and
Then that person will turn into the love of your life.
Yes. And don't stress or rack your brain trying to figure out if you guys are going to be together, and you know, you're not eating, you're barely sleeping. If it's meant to be, it will be.
Yeah. Let it go. Release it. Open your hands. You know that meme where it's like God has his one hand out trying to take that little teddy bear from that little girl.
And behind she's kind of like, back,
is a bigger bear.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, no, no. But he already got something better for her waiting in the wings. That's you, sis. Just be okay releasing it. You don't know. He might come back and it'll be better than before. And if not, let
it. It might be a new bear.
I mean.
Yeah.
You know, that bear might go and you might level up with a new bear that you didn't even anticipate that you needed. Been,
right.
Or wanted.
You might be fucking around with a teddy bear and he's ready to give you a king size big daddy bear.
You fuck around and get blessed. So, I mean, let's just tap into that space and honor the divine feminine woman that you are, girl. You got a lot of power. Harness that shit.
You have a lot of power. And just use that same energy that you're putting into worrying about him and what he's doing and if he's going to want you back. Put all that energy into yourself and being the best person that you know you can be.
Period.
Although it may be hard, we're not saying this is going to be easy to let go. You guys have been together for, you know, 2.5 years. That's not a quick stint. But it's not impossible.
Impossible.
Hard does not equal impossible. And ultimately, you deserve the very best.
Period.
But you have to allow it to happen.
Clear and allow.
So, as always, we wish you the best. Yes. We know that you have the ability to make the best decision for you. So we're rooting for you. And thank you for sending.
We're rooting for you.
Thank you for writing this in.
Yeah. So.
So we've reached the end of the road. We hope that you enjoyed this episode.
Welcome.
Screenshot, share it, text it, rate, review, all of that. Thanks for the background music. We appreciate you. We love you. And we'll chat again with you next week.
Come back here. We want to see you.
For sure.
Love you.
Bye. Bye.